Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got Jerome Inca 7 live coming at you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and say I am your emperor. I am here to serve you. I am your Maliwa. I'm your mother too. And I am your advisor. So thank you so very much for joining me this evening on a Tuesday. We'd like to welcome you to African American History Month. This is the month of February, and all of you know it's one of my favorite shortest months of the year. And we'd like to welcome you by saying happy birthday to Rosa Parks. Today is her birthday, and we'd like to celebrate our African American History Day by acknowledging Rosa Parks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know that this is a show that features consumer science and education. We focus in on family affairs and specifically on relationships. And we'll be talking a little bit about relationships today and especially talking about how necessary it is for you to talk about issues that pertain to African American people. That's right. This is Black History Month and we want to do it justice. How's everybody doing this evening? I'd like to say Habari Ghani and Harambe to Harambe Radio Station. We'd like to say, how are you out there, Delani Aman? And I hope your channels are doing great. Once again, we'd like to say this is a Tuesday, and you've got your Omi Inca 7. I'm live coming to you straight from my studio. I would be featuring my show live so that you could see it on YouTube. And for those of you who have been following me, I do have a YouTube channel out there now. Rather comical for relationship buffs. Those of you who would like to go out and feature some of the shows, we are just getting our sound together, so don't hate me because the sound is a little crappy, and it's not exactly what it should be, but we're working on it. Nevertheless, there are some channels that pertain to relationship. There is Delilah and John and Samson. You need to go out and listen to those guys. They're rather funny. And there's also a segment for children as well. We are working on our social media. I'd like to say a few things about social media. Number one, we are going to be opening ourselves up to talk to more business owners about how they can set up their blogs, how they can set up their banners and their writing material, and helping them to get set up in their business. We have not stopped working with social media. I am the social media queen, and Bidiako is a social media king. He'll be coming on a little bit shortly later on. We'll be talking about relationships, and we'll be talking about Rosa Parks and Black History Month. Why don't you take a station identification and go with me over to North Carolina. I'll be right back.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Come on.
Carolina, North Carolina. You know that we talked about doing a tour in North Carolina for Nina Simone's Day. We're still on the market and still on the airway focusing in on Nina Simone. I will be talking to you more about those tours and opportunities as the weather gets better. As you know, we've had some very, very trying weather here in the Midwest. A lot of us have been snowed in, 6 to 10 inches of snow, freezing cold weather. So it's not an apropos time for traveling for a flight or on the train as well. So we have sort of slowed down our travel a bit, but we have not walked away from our commitment to acknowledge Nina Simone, and we will be talking to you from time to time, a little, giving you tidbits about her and more information about her life and her Black history legend. She is a legend. I want you to know that, just as Rosa Parks is a legend. Rosa Parks has done great things for African American, but we want to do more than just refuse to get up off the bus. Tonight we're going to talk to you about housing problems and what couples can do to alleviate themselves from these housing problems and how we must fight back. We're going to go to NAACP to talk to them a little bit later about who are having problems in the housing industry, who's losing their homes to foreclosure, and what can be done about it, because we're urging you to fight back. We're urging you to get representatives such as legal representatives, advocates, and lawyers to help you. Do not allow people to come in and take your property away without fighting. Write the president. Write Obama and tell Obama what's happening. And don't just let people come in and slap a sign on your door and say, that is the end. It's not finished until the fat lady sings. Then stand up and keep singing and stay in their faces and constantly go behind their words, because people are lying to you these days about your very own property, and you are going to have to stand up and face them and get the documents you need to fight for your home. Don't just lay down your property and leave your equity for someone else to benefit from. There are dozens of homes that are being taken right now as I speak. They're on the list, and I don't care if you have to call out the militia. I don't care if you have to call out the newspaper. Send out a press release. Send a message in a bottle. Anything. Call OMI. Ask OMI to help you. But don't give up your property. And I do mean you need to go to those courtrooms and you need to file your paperwork. You need to pull documents. You need to post motions. You need to read interrogatories. You need to be involved with fighting for your home. And we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. I'd like to welcome my guests aboard by saying hello to my counterpart. He is a social media king, and this is none other than Bediako that will be joining us. Kojo Bediako, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantabulous. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I am the social media queen, and I'm sure you are the social media king.
Well, thank you very much.
I didn't get a response. Would you like to amen that or I say that?
I say. Thank you very much.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the social. Yes, I can. We are the social media king and queen. We are constantly putting the work out there and talking to people about better ways of representing their business and themselves. And we're going to be doing much, much more in the way of social media, so please watch out for us. We have done a couple of videos for the married couple and as far as those dating couples as well. You'll see us featured on YouTube as well as on Com5. Now, we're a little comical because we are bringing you the comical aspect of reordering the marriage vow, and that's what this channel is all about, reordering the marriage vow for the 21st century. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about housing issues for couples and what they can do to stop a sheriff sale, what they could do to prevent their home from going on the list for the foreclosure homes, because we're advocating for couples today. Now, we want to say once again, happy birthday to Rosa Parks. We know she stood for something. We know she sat down as well, and she didn't get up. But we want to get up I say get up, black people, and stand up and keep standing up. I'd like to welcome my guest once again, my counterpart, Kojo Bidiako. And we're going to throw some stuff out in the floor, Kojo, and you can speak whenever you get ready. But before we do that, we're going to acknowledge our higher selves. And I'd like for Kojo Bidiako to read an affirmation for us. We are now into affirmation because our words are powerful. And we're not only just calling out God like a bellhop, we're acknowledging our ancestors, and we're reading affirmation. So before we start our prayer, I'd like Mr. Bidiako to read an affirmation for us. Can you do that for us, Mr. Bidiako? Mr. Bidiako, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Can you read an affirmation for the listening audience, something to give them an idea of what we have to do every day to speak words of wisdom into the atmosphere?
Okay. I have a short one that I can share with you. I'm not prepared, but let me go from my memory. As you know, we've been constantly third, fourth class citizens here, and these things that we just don't know about, and we are able to manifest prosperity and things in our lives by affirming them and saying them over. This particular one is manifesting prosperity. Now, we'll paraphrase it for the sake of time, and we'll have a full version on another show. It simply goes like, the giving love of the universe sets us free from all mistakes of the past and present. And that is so powerful, just that one line there, because once you're forgiving for your mistakes, you know, you can move on. And we go on to say that we face the future wise, free, and unafraid. Divine substance cannot be taken from us now. It's a part of our life. And we welcome divine substance. We are the rich, radiant substance of the universe. We are masters of substance. And we take control of substance in our everyday thoughts, deeds, words, and actions. Divine substance is the one and only, and I repeat that, the one and only reality in our wellness and our financial affairs now. And we praise our world as the perfect creation of divine substance. We now see greater wellness and more prosperity in our lives than we've ever seen before. And we now invite the powerful, loving substance of the universe into our lives. And we now invited to pour out unlimited health, wealth, and prosperity right now, and vitality right now. And we claim our millionaire heritage and increased health, wealth, and happiness. Ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are shifting to a more universal concept, trying to identify with those brothers and sisters who might have been locked outside of the circle. We're inviting those brothers and sisters in by creating words of wisdom and acquisition, as well as using powerful words to draw that to us that is not with us. So we like to use affirmation in our ability to use alchemy. And if you can say alchemy out loud, it is a currency. It is part of the universe, and as you are to water, not necessarily the vast ocean, but you are that drop of water to the ocean. We are connected to the coyote, we're connected to the owl, and we're connected to the sea and the rivers. So we must remember that our words are very powerful, and we are justified by our words, and we are also condemned by our words. So let us be very selective in what words we choose in our affirmations. And as we use our affirmation, we use inertia, knowing that inertia will attract that which is a part of us, and we speak words that be not as though they were. So let us speak words of wisdom today, and that's what we like to bring to you, words of wisdom, that we are that vast ocean and that we are that particular coyote that is connected to the owl. Let us also understand that we've already received our inheritance, and we only need to walk in the faith and the belief that we are that vast sum of monetary gains that we've been looking for so long. Let us also claim that we are healed and our bodies are not expressing a disharmony. Let us also affirm that our words are powerful like a two-edged sword. They're cut going in and cut coming out. Let us also affirm that on this particular day of Black History Month, we affirm that we are unapologetically black and not ashamed of who we are. And we will stand firm on the fact that our ancestors were in high places and that we can search our ancestors and we know who our mothers and fathers are. There was not a time when there weren't blacks here on this earth. And therefore, they don't know the inception of our heritage and they have no idea how long we've been here. So we are old creatures, and we have been here for a long time. Now let the children receive instructions from their mothers and their fathers that they might live long on this earth. So as we speak words of wisdom, we speak to our children, and may they line up with the word of God. So we use affirmations today. We use affirmations in our instructions to our listening audience, and we ask them to speak things that be not as though they were. We ask them to speak healing over themselves and to use affirmations at all time and using mantras that might be personalized for themselves so that they can begin to walk in the light and have what they say. And we say, Ashe, Ashe. And we thank you so very much. This Black History Month, we will be doing a little different thing. We'll be acknowledging our ancestors as well as doing affirmation and from time to time giving you mantras to meditate on. Once again, we'd like to thank you so very much, and we'd like to play our music by calling you to the throne of grace, because some of you don't have this opportunity to give your life to God and don't have an opportunity to rededicate yourself. So be still as some of us go back and rededicate ourselves back to our higher self.
Be still and know that
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you so very much for going on that walk, team, and talking here with us as we pour libations to the east and now to the west, then to the south, and then to the west. We call on our ancestors. We call on Oladulamare. We call on Obatala, our Father Spirit, and Yaminye, our Mother Spirit. We call on our personal ancestors, our heroes, and our sheroes, and we ask them to reconnect themselves back to the greater circle as we prepare to teach about African American History Month and as we prepare economic preparation to regain our financial status back into this world. We ask that each and every one of you would contribute your thoughts today by coming in and committing yourself to be a part of a conversation. We thank you, Father, that you always hear our prayers. We thank you for the ancestors that have now reconnected themselves back to the greater circle, and we say Ashe. We'd like to thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for choosing to follow the leader, because we know you could have been in so many other rooms. We'd like to thank you for being a part of our room today and to coming in and chatting with us. You have before you Omi Inca 7, Dr. Or you can also call me Professor. And you also have Bidiako, Kojo Bidiako, who is our social media king. And you're speaking with the social media queen. We'd like to thank you so much. This is a feature show that's underwritten by Project 2019. We focus on consumer rights and consumer education and focusing in on the family lifestyle. And today we're going to talk to you about housing situations and what families can do to fight back to gain their control of their property. And if they suspect that there's some foul play, what could they do? And how could they afford an attorney? And who is out there to help us as we cry out for our homes and our property. What can we do? So we're asking those people who are out there on the lines, if they'd like to call in, if they're going through some difficult time, if their home is up for auction, we are going to give out that number, and that number is 646-478-0270. If you're struggling with your home is up for foreclosure, and you are having a difficult time, call in at 646-478-0270. We are not experts in this room, but we are an advocate. And as we have told you many times before, as an advocate, we seek to find solutions for you. And we'd want to help those who are losing their property and those who don't know where to turn. This room and this line is now open for you to discuss your problem. Don't be ashamed. We have problems, and we must try to seek help. Now, if you're one of those whose home is on the market and they are seeking to get help before the foreclosure sale, and you need to talk about it, call in now, right now at 646-478-0270. Now, Kojo Biako and myself are going to talk to you a little bit about options that are out there under foreclosure, and we're going to talk a little bit about bankruptcies. And as I said, we are not lawyers. We are not members of the bar. We will not be representing anyone, and neither will we be giving any advice. We're talking about the solutions to problems on housing affairs. Now, one of the things that we're going to be talking about is the necessity for bankruptcy filing. What type of bankruptcies are people filing these days? I'm going to go to my in-house resident to talk a little bit with my partner, Kojo. Kojo, are you familiar with the filing of the bankruptcies, and how does a bankruptcy affect someone who's losing their home?
Well, bankruptcy can be very helpful in that it does stop the sheriff's sale, and in many cases it does give you a new life, lease on life, on your financial world. It's been a tool that we've neglected to use. We always think about the bad part of it. But if you look, major corporations are always filing bankruptcy, and it doesn't mean that you're just out of the picture totally, but it's a chance to restructure your debt and, in many cases, get a fresh start. I do know that bankruptcy will stop a foreclosure in its tracks. Sometimes it's just for a couple of weeks, but sometimes that's enough to get some help. But in other cases, I know people who have filed bankruptcy and got a completely new start, not only from their house, but new cars and everything else. So it's a very, very viable tool. A lot of times people wait to the last minute to use it, but that's okay too. But it's better than being set out, somebody coming, taking your house, in a lot of cases, fraudulently taking your houses.
Very good, very good. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that these things that we're discussing with you, these are not legal things that we're discussing with you. We cannot affirm anything. We are not a member of the bar. However, we are talking about things that blacks have not executed and have not utilized, and tools that we have not exercised in our arsenals too. There are two types of bankruptcy, and each one of them you have to be put through a test to qualify to be able to go through a bankruptcy. And those of you who are seeking an attorney, you definitely need to talk with an attorney, or you might be able to go at it as a pro se candidate. But you certainly have to have the necessary tools and skills, and I urge you to get those tools, because there are two types of bankruptcies, the Chapter 7 and the Chapter 13. One is the reorganization of your debt on a Chapter 13, and the other is a Chapter 7 that will allow you to dismiss all of your debt completely. What we really want you to know is that these are legal procedures, and if you're in the middle of going through a foreclosure, these particular tools are necessary in a bankruptcy. Now, I know that bankruptcies can be very expensive, somewhere between $2,000 to $3,000, and these are monies that you probably don't have if you're already going through a financial crunch. But it's very vital that you should understand that pro se is available to you. And what I mean by pro se is when you represent yourself as an advocate. And there are new laws that are coming on the scene about advocacy work. I want you to get very in tune to advocacy work. Now, what if you're losing your property and there's a sheriff's sale and there's people calling you, telling you, I have a program for you. I have a way out. I can help you. I can save you. Then they're waiting for your property to go on sale so they can actually bid on it. You have a couple of options, and you need to get with an attorney and find out what your options are. Don't just pack up your things and move out once you get a sheriff's sale. That is not the final say on your property. There are too many homes that are being stored up and laid up. I am an advocate for consumer rights, and I will continue to be an advocate for consumer rights because it's very vital that you understand that laws are being broken and violated pertaining to consumer right laws, and people are going to court every day and finding out that they can prevail. Don't feel that this is the final curtain once you get a sheriff's sale. There are other options that you have, and you must exercise them. I'm going to go to the phone lines and ask you to call in. If your mother or your sister is having a difficult time and they cannot find a way out and they're looking at the possibilities of sleeping and living under the bridge, I'm telling you, if birds have nests, and they're fed every day and cared for, how much more does the Heavenly Father love you? You, too, are deserving of a home. Now, we're writing letters to Obama, and I've already written Obama to tell him it is inhumane for anyone in a society who have paid their debt to working or even being a part of supporting the military to have to go through any housing struggle, to have to be a part of any type of sheriff's sale if they serve their country. They should be given a buy. They should be given an option to have assistance. If you're a veteran, I want you to call in. I want you to email me. Let me know, because we're starting a campaign to write to Obama to tell him, even if we weren't active duty members and we were civilians and served overseas to help the military, and now we're back home, and our homes are threatened to be taken, we must gather together and we must rally in a campaign to write Obama and say, we need help. We want you to assist us, and we do not want to be put out under the highways and byways. Now, let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. What can we do? Is there an effort out there for homes to be laid up, to be sold for pennies on a dollar, and given away, and foreigners brought into our company, into our homes to take over? What do you think? What do you think about that, Kojo? Do you think that there is some type of plot to take our homes and give them over to foreigners?
Well, not only are they just taking them, I don't know who are they going to give them to, but they're just outright taking them because of our ignorance of the law. And, you know, we get these legal documents with these terms in them, and we get intimidated. But there's lawsuits all over the country against the biggest lenders. You might have heard what happened with Countrywide. I forgot the other two companies, big companies that come from
Bank of
minute.
America. Mm-hmm. Bank of
right.
America. Mm-hmm.
And right. And what they've been doing is robo-stamping. Come to find out that the judge never signed the papers to take your house. It's a robo-stamp by the secretary or somebody, and then they come and present these papers to you. And if they come to your house, you need to tell them to show you the deed, whose name is on the deed. And 9 times out of 10 or 99 out of 100, they do not have it because it's been going from company to company to company. And if you go and look, you're probably eligible to come against these companies for predatory lending. They have actually been seeking low-income people, particularly black women, to give them these, what do you call those loans, unconventional loans, where
yes,
a loan payment will come in or interest rate will
be 10, 11, 12%, knowing that you couldn't afford it, but they give you the loan anyway because they have PMI on the houses, which means that if you don't pay it, the private mortgage insurance will pay them for the house. They still come and take your house, and if they sell it or not, they're already paid. And what we're finding out here is that they're giving the house to their relatives, and their relatives and friends are now able to take your house and use it as part of their portfolio for their income. So it's a big, big
and they are.
Bracket.
That's true. And they are also looking at sheriffs that are actually owning the property as well. A number of people will find that the sheriff has access to their homes. And when they go to these sheriff's sales, sometimes the homes are not sold. So it goes back to the REO. And if it goes back to the REO, who owns it? And what happens to those banks like Bank of America and North Star? What happened to those banks? Do they take the homes back, and are they put in inventory? And then you are put outside, and you have equity in your home. If you've gone through a modification, sometimes your money is all tied up in a modification for those escrow dollars for insurance as well as for your taxes and association fee. So there's all kinds of litigation about what happened to those dollars in escrow. And not to mention making homes affordable, who's offered money in a HOFA program to pay back any outstanding interest or penalties. And if it's not the total amount, these banks refuse to take any part of the money if it's not whole and full. So there lies programs that are not working because they will not literally take their money. So here you got making homes affordable is getting government dollars to work on programs to offer money to take care of the back pay, and then you got this principal and interest that's so high. So what do we do as Black people that are losing property? We come together with our churches, and we demand that our churches bring experts in. Excuse me?
Right. We need to form these organizations within our churches, because this is where most of the people are, and numbers is power. There's something, I forget the astronomical number, some type of many of billions of dollars that they have set aside to pay back people who have been given these fraudulent loans. But if you don't go after the money, it's there. And this is so ruthless that now these people in these offices and different sheriff's departments and what have you are now taking the houses, refining the houses, pulling money out of them as if they were their houses all along. I saw at least 200 houses going up for sheriff sales, and I bet you that probably 95% of those are fraudulent. This is where we are with this.
Now, how do we check people for fraudulent capitations of our home? That's the issue that we need to talk about. There are a number of us don't even know what to look for. They're documents that are yours, ladies and gentlemen. These are documents that you have a right to. You have a right to know whose name is on your deed. And you have a right to know if you are in the home, you should be getting a homestead. And if you file the homestead, you get the tax break. Why should someone else get the tax break who has the deed to your property? And is your deed free and clear? And is there any type of clouds over your? If so, you need to find these things out. You need to find out what the documents say that are in your file. You need to find out exactly, are there liens on your home? Is there someone that's a second lien holder? Who else has dibs on your home? It could be the water company, simply because you paid your bill late. Now all of a sudden the water company is in second position to go after your home because you paid a bill late. Now they've assessed you a fee. For $30 and $40, they can step in line to get access to your property. What is this? Is this a scandal or what? And is America allowing this to happen by sitting back, not asking any questions? No. We have predatory lenders that have purposely sought after Black female women and sought after them with a vengeance for predatory lending to take advantage of offering them adjustable arms on these loans that they know will balloon and become excessive where they cannot pay them and they will have to foreclose on them. Now, if this is purposely happening, is this an indictment on society? Are we no longer humane enough to realize that everyone needs an appropriate place to lay their head? I say we stand up. I say we as teachers come together. We have formalized teachers to come together to talk about this, but we need to do more than just talk about this. What do you say, Kojo? Do you think we need to go to the churches and say, hey, look, if you want us to support you, then you've got to support us?
Well, I think the churches need to set up a fact-finding program, housing program. And there's people in the churches who are apt at this, you know, who can go in and search the titles and search the deeds and run through the whole litigation thing. And I think this will be reversed just in sheer numbers. These people are just out for greed, and they're playing on our ignorance. And they even talk to you as if you're ignorant. You know, when you ask a question, they want to know, well, where did you get your education? How do you know this? And so they are just running ramshot over us. And so go to your church, form an organization, start a group here, and, you know, in every city. If you've seen what's happened in Detroit and in Highland Park, they have set the toll for the rest of the country. It's just what you just mentioned. Put your water bill on your taxes. Your taxes go up too high. Now your house is up for sale because you got a $3,000 water bill because a water main broke down the street, and they put it on you rather than putting it where it's supposed to be on them, and they put it on the homeowners in the area. They've taken your property every which way they can, and we're just going like sheep to the slaughter, not fighting. When they show up at your house, make them have the deed. If they don't have the deed, tell them to go away. Even before it gets to that, form some advocacy groups and go after them. Start going to the registrar's office and checking and seeing whose name is on your deed and how did it get there. You'll be surprised whose name is on your deed. And it's, most of the time it's not yours.
Now, you know, here is another situation where you have to be proactive rather than reactive. You went to the title company when you first purchased your home. You formed an alliance with the title company, and they know you. You paid them plenty of money to file your papers. You can go back to the title company and inquire about who is on your deed. How do you get a clear and clean deed so there's no clouds over it? And if that deed is not in your name anymore, you need to search it and find out why was it taken out of your name and is it legally placed in someone else's name. And if they're holding your deed fraudulent, you need to know how to proceed with getting the deed back in your name. Because truly, in the end time, the riches of the wicked will be laid up for the just. I know that will happen. However, in the meantime, you cannot be ignorant of the fact that because you don't read and you don't decipher information, ignorance is no excuse. People will take things from you because of your ignorance. And you've got to begin to study and research and find out what is in a deed, what is a covenant deed, what makes a covenant deed more apropos than a regular deed. And can a sheriff hold the deed to your home? And if he holds a deed to your home, can he sell your home from under you? Very vital that you understand that as a couple, and men, I want you to get with your wives, and I want you to work as a team, because a lot of men get scared, and they tell the woman, don't fight. I'm saying fight with all your might, and get in their faces and stay in their faces. They have too many clerks that are working for them that have not been trained, and they tell you anything they want to prevent you from prevailing. This is your home you're talking about. This is where you have invested the majority of your working income. If you allow them to stockpile your homes and to resell them for pennies on the dollar, when in fact this is a consumer rights issue, it's not about them, you missing payments and now you've lost a home. It's a consumer rights issue. There's some consumer rights laws that have been violated, and you need to look